Tom.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, not that you needed it, but if you did, we got one more reason to hide your kids from doctors. Yeah, a big one, a huge one, you know, not that we needed it here. But this is a breaking news, thanks to Sayer G and Green Med Info. He's covering this as well, seeing it around the world. You know, vaccines, of course, not a subject we shy away from here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Of course, we cover them in ways that the mainstream media would absolutely have a conniption fit doing in referencing the realities of vaccination. But of all the things that they do when they test adverse drug reactions or report them, you rarely hear of them acknowledging, here in the United States anyway, adverse vaccine reactions, which would fall under the adverse drug reaction category, ADRs. New study out of China, of all places, reporting by doctors, pharmacists, healthcare providers. Only 2%, 2.5% of the reporting in this study coming from consumers. So when they say, oh, it's just people seeing things, it's not real. It's coming from the doctors and pharmacists primarily. What did they find? 42.5% of all reported adverse drug reactions in the year 2009 in the Chinese pediatric population, guess what? They were caused by vaccines. Some reactions as bad as death. And, of course, anaphylaxis as well, which is big. So welcome with that happy news. The Robert Scott Bell Show kicks in the gear here.
Oh, zippity-doo-dah.
Right, yes. I wanted to get that out of the way so we could be, you know, so just joyful and sing and, you know, and watch the butterflies flutter about as we do not
take
our SSRIs.
I'll see you later.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bum you out, Super Don. But, dude, look at this. This is a huge, huge deal. You know, when you, especially if you think about it, here in America, of course, we know we've had many parents on over the years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show that report firsthand that their child was doing great, fine, developing normally after a vaccine, reversing, you know, into what's known as the spectrum of autism. And they were discounted by and large by the medical community who says, no, you're just a parent. What do you know? And Here's the rub with this report. It's not coming from parents primarily. It's coming from the doctors themselves and the pharmacists, the health professionals there saying, oh, my gosh, 43% or so of the adverse events, all adverse events coming from vaccines, anaphylaxis to death as well. So there you go. A lot of reasons why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, because we report on this long before it makes it into the news and long before they acknowledge its reality. Even though there are some amazing things, there's also a Fox News report on probiotics. We may, if we have to, you know, today is one of those days, Super Don. We got so many stories. I think we're going to have to extend the show like an additional 2 hours to even get to some of them.
You know, I need to take the, what? Is that Tom's objecting?
Tom said, oh no.
I was just going to say that if there was a way to take the news cycle and put that data into a computer and somehow try and forecast which days are the days that you have too many stories and ones that slow, that would make our job a whole lot easier. Because how many times have we gone, no, there's really not much going on. They're just talking about Lindsay Lohan and stuff. And
dude, there's so much.
Like, there's 4 hours worth of news today.
Yeah, and big stories. And, you know, and we're not going to cover the whole mystery surrounding the Malaysia Airlines play. I mean, we're going to do that tomorrow with Ty Bollinger, I know. There's so many anomalies and bizarre things going on with that story. We're going to hold off on that. We're going to talk again vaccines. We have Stephen Huer scheduled to come back onto the Robert Scott Bell Show. You want to talk more about adrenal burnout? Yes. How about eating for your adrenals, recognizing the patterns? How about pH issues, too? Should you know what your pH levels are, would that impact on how you eat and when you ate? Interesting stuff. Stephen is always bringing it. Sanjay Gupta's Medical Marijuana, Part 2. Tonight, we're going to talk about the entourage effect, we should call it. Also, Chad Peace in our political healing segment today later. We're going to talk about going beyond, what's that thing called, partisanship, right? Going beyond partisanship. We'll talk that with Chad Peace as well. More cures for cancer not being found within the medical industrial complex, but we've got them here. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Special thanks for all y'all listening through naturalnewsradio.com as well as our syndicator GCN. Around the pond, or over the pond, I think, and through the woods, maybe, grandmother's house.
Grandmother's house.
That would be UK Health Radio across the pond and Digital Radio -103 down under in Australia. We appreciate everybody that listens. Now, if you'd like to call in, as I mentioned, the number 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. The report is, as I said, very interesting about this data about vaccines. 52% of the reporting was coming from physicians themselves. Almost 25% was coming from the pharmacist community. And then other healthcare providers, and then only 2.5% coming from consumers. So you have a situation here where it's validating all that we've been saying, not what we needed the validation, but maybe, just maybe, with each bit of news like this, more parents will begin to question, hopefully before their children are damaged, by injecting toxic medicaments. Now, I know that our humble and lovable board op, Tom, raised some questions and also has some questions as to whether there is some validity to some vaccines. And understand, because that goes out there like that. And I'm not trying to dissuade people from investigating. I want the investigation to go on. But recognize the things that I'm relating here also come from a perspective on the immune system that is radically different in many ways than the so-called intelligentsia of the medical community. You know, their whole perception that stimulating artificially an antibody is going to protect you from a disease. When in reality, if it does that, it's not protecting you from the disease itself, but from the response to the disease, the adaptation to the disease. That is, we throw off the toxic poisons from the disease process. And we call that, but the medical community calls that disease and say, hey, look, we didn't see the manifestation of smallpox, so that means obviously we've eradicated smallpox not so fast. They call it something else. And it driving it deeper into the body, into chronicity, now we see allergies, autoimmune diseases, diabetes, cancer. And these things are never looked at as connected to the fact that people have been vaccinated into suppression of the expression of disease, rather than allowing for the normal interaction with the outside world and the occasional manifestation of things that you don't like, but can be managed safely with things like homeopathic medicine, herbs, supplements, minerals, and silver. So the paradigm twain shall never meet, as they say. And that's the difficulty when we're describing this issue of apples versus oranges. And I guess that's the, if I say, a frustrating part about this, that sometimes we can't get past that because the language is so radically different. I don't dispute that you can suppress the expression of disease. That's what they claim vaccines. Well, they don't claim that. They just say disease is prevented. But I argue that disease is created through the vaccine machinery. Now, the question about this, Super Don, you had a question about this Chinese study?
Well, you know, listen, seeing all these stories from around the world, whether it's China, we get a lot of stories, a lot of studies, and a lot of data that comes out of places like India, where you're seeing kids that are getting vaccinated.
Yeah, stay on the mic just in case.
You know, they're dying, they're having all of these problems, and My question, I guess it just kind of begs the question almost, is the why right. is it the data on vaccines like this coming out of China, but we don't see comparable, at least official comparable data coming out of the United States? Are they different vaccines? Is China getting substandard vaccines? Are there vaccines that are being used in China that have been rejected here in this country that is causing this problem? There's a lot of questions there for me.
Sure. And to my knowledge, there is no distinct difference between the vaccines. They're coming from the same manufacturers that are being sent all around the world.
Is this a cover-up? Is this an official cover-up here in this country that these things are happening? We just don't hear about it because the news outlets don't put the same data out?
Well, listen, the medical community here in the United States has been dissuaded from reporting these things because they've been programmed like Pavlovian medical dogs to not acknowledge a relationship between vaccines and manifestations from a few days to a few weeks later. So because of that, they don't report these as ADRs or, you know, adverse events. And in this way, you got the doctors by their small little pea brains, in this case. I say that because they've atrophied because they're not using them in terms of observation of what happens after they vaccinate these kids. Now, it's not all doctors, as we know. There are a lot of doctors questioning it. There's another great story here on Health Impact News that just released today. Doctors against vaccines. To your point, Super Don, the other side of the story is not being told.
Right.
And, there's a lot of doctors, including some we've had on this program. Dr. Suzanne Humphreys. Dr. Suzanne Humphreys is reported on this. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Dr. Cheryl Nass. And there are so many more. We can't fit them all into one show. No way. But they are suppressed from typically the mainstream media because of the message they bring. Calls into question the state-sanctioned religion and the sacrament of that religion on the altar of the church of, I'll call it pharmaceutical mysticism now, is vaccination. It's a sacrificial cult-like devotion to injecting toxic medicaments, poisons, maybe attenuated and killed viruses too, but that's the least of which would be of concern in reality because they bypass 1,000 to 1,000,000 layers of the immune system by injecting and piercing the skin directly, going into the blood and other tissues that would never get to initially under the normal way our immune system works. So they violate it from the get-go with their vaccine religion. Not here, not now, and not ever on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Someone who helps us out in this regard, we're going to do some nutritional discussion. Adrenal burnout, anybody? We're going to reverse it with Stephen Hewer, our good buddy from Synergistic Nutrition, and One World Way. I just had my One World Way before I went on the air today. How cool is that? Hope you get yours.
Good boy.
Stephen Hewer, coming up next on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm feeling better already. I got that vaccine stuff off my chest. I'm glad to get it out there. Hopefully it'll prevent a lot more chronic illness and even worse, the adverse reactions, anaphylaxis, and death as reported. 42.5% of all adverse events related to drugs, the pharmaceutical industry in China in the year 2009 comes from vaccines. Right now joining us, I'm sure he's got something to say about that and a whole lot more about adrenal burnout in a little while. Stephen Huer, our good friend with One World Way and more. Welcome back, Stephen.
Thank you, Robert. Yes, I do have something to say about this because people need to stop and think about it. You know, even people in the health profession frequently are sort of like on the fence with that attitude of like, well, free choice should be given around vaccines, and you just need to be educated, and they don't really take a position because it appears that they really don't understand immunity. And the position, it should be that the body's not designed to receive injections of attenuated or live viruses. It's a total insult, for one, and the body's normal mucosal membranes, the intestinal tract, the lungs, all that basically are the area in which immune system response first occurs. So that's the natural route we'd be exposed through water, food, air. We get that, you know, protective barrier to build up an immune system without a direct injection. And then, two, is immunity is not permanent. So your body builds up temporary antibodies to deal with sort of like putting a fishnet around the antigen or the unwanted, the non-self substance, and protects itself in that way. And it's just temporary, because if it was permanent, then you would never need a booster shot. So the idea that immunity is essential, or vaccines are essential to immunity, is a total, no one's stopping to think it through. If it was essential to immunity, then you could vaccinate yourself against colds and flus, and you would never have them. And then that just
exactly
doesn't happen.
We live in a dynamic world. There's always movement. Life begets life, and it challenges us to be stronger, or it takes us out. And it's kind of detached in that way. It's up to us to learn the laws of the universe and apply them appropriately. I think that vaccines are a supreme violation of the laws of immunity. But again, that's not a popular discussion at a medical conference, but certainly it is here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, they've actually done that with Crohn's disease, I believe it is. They've done studies where they've been able to alleviate the symptoms for up to 6 months by giving them the trichinosis parasite from pork. They actually give it to them in a live state. They drink it down, and because it activates the immune system in a healthy way along the lining of the intestines, their actual Crohn's disease symptoms go away for up to 6 months at a time, and they go back for a refill of parasites. I mean,
isn't that amazing?
You know, so we need an exposure to a certain amount of organisms just to be able to have healthy immunity.
Right, exactly. And by the way, we can get rid of Crohn's disease here, and I know Stephen knows how to, without resorting to trichinosis, just so you know.
Yeah.
But it's good as a medicine. Now, Stephen, yeah. I want to get into some of the discussion that we were going to get into today, and I mentioned it in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, particularly adrenal burnout. We never burn out talking about this subject. I get more calls and questions about that than almost anything else. And you always have some great dynamic insights because you've had to overcome so much of this adrenal burnout in your own life. What is new today that we should know?
Okay, so for people that may be saying, well, I don't know, how do I know? Do you have difficulty getting to or staying asleep? Number one, are you tired when you wake up in the morning? Do you feel more awake at night than during the day? Do you get tired between 3 and 5 p.m. every day? Is your sex drive low? Are you depressed some or all of the time? And mm-hmm. do you have highs and lows in your mood and energy? These are all signs. If you've answered yes to any one of those, that's a classic symptom of adrenal fatigue or adrenal exhaustion. Some of the factors that cause it would be mercury poisoning, infected root canals or cavitations, long-term use of caffeine, congested liver, prescription or over-the-counter drug usage and the damage that it causes to the body, lack of restful sleep, chronic constipation, which is auto-intoxication, and or emotional stress that's chronic. These are all causative factors. Who's not dealing with some of those? Most people are in our day and age. And what I've found is that a couple things is you need to switch the time of day that you eat. A lot of us, I've been raised to eat my meals, my biggest meal at night, mm-hmm. and that's a no-no when you want to have a recovery of your adrenals and or even for just being healthy. You want to eat animal proteins and animal fats in the morning, preferably first thing, like between 7 and 8 a.m., because it's going to take several hours before those amino acids and fatty acids from those meat and animal fats to get into your bloodstream so that between 2 and 5 p.m., when the adrenals tend to go low, mm-hmm. they are less likely to, and they'll be more supported. You will have less of a stressful time period, less cortisol production, overall general improvement in physical afternoon energy, and a window of time to exercise in the afternoon or evening.
Stephen, we're going to have to take a break now, but I want you to repeat that because that's interesting information. I think it's something that somebody could tap into and go, okay, I can do that. It's not difficult. We're going to get into some more nuances and details of how to address, not only acknowledge, like you said, the adrenal burnout, but how to address it and reverse it, because I got an email that described all of those symptoms from somebody listened to the show today. So it's perfect timing with Stephen Ewer. He's at 888-988-3325, 888-988-3325, reversing adrenal burnout. Next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Have we gone soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott.
Go.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, yeah, you're with it. The place for health freedom and human liberty. Thanks to all of our good friends around the world supporting this message. You can check them all out. Links are up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. And you can call us at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. My guest this hour, Stephen Huer, naturopath. And he brings to us the One World Way and a whole lot more. With all of his supplement knowledge and his dedicated his life, like I have, to find ways to heal and bring healing to his own body and to everyone else. And we appreciate him. And Stephen, you were just mentioning a dietary concept in terms of dealing, for instance, with adrenal burnout, that it matters when you eat, not just what you eat.
Yeah, it's a very big factor. For years, I was living on the most ideal diet possible, but eating at the wrong times of the day to benefit from it. So, and I was saying that most of us have been raised in North America to have our largest meal at night. But if you go, you know, to Europe and Ukraine and things like this, people actually have the afternoon meal as their largest meal, and their dinner is their smallest meal, or the evening meal is the smallest meal. What I've learned is that from Melvin Page and from Hal Huggins is that and a few others is that the time of day you eat is really important for several reasons. One is that the body naturally is acidic in the morning. So unlike what's been taught as gospel truth in the naturopathic field that you got to keep your body pH alkaline 24 hours a day, that's actually, from all the evidence I'm gathering, is appears not to be true. The body actually needs to fluctuate between the extremes of acidity in the morning to fluctuating after 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. towards an alkaline state. And when you understand that that's the body's natural set biorhythm pattern, mm-hmm. Then you want to start to work with it. And to work with it, you need to be eating your foods that require large amounts of hydrochloric acid to digest it in the morning and before 2 p.m. in order to get, coincide with the biorhythms of the body so the food's most easily and correctly digested. Otherwise, if you eat those heavy proteins and fats at night, your body's struggling to try and be alkaline but can't temporarily because it's trying to deal with this digesting of this food and needing an acid pH. So from the standpoint of working with your correct biorhythms, you want to eat proteins and fats in the morning to be able to digest them best, and you want to eat them first thing because, eating it between 6 and 8 p.m. or 6 and 8 a.m. because by the time it 2 p.m. rolls around, and that's 2 to 5 p.m. is the window of time when people's adrenals tend to go low, that's the window of time when the amino acids and the fatty acids from the meat and the animal fats are now entering your bloodstream in usable form, which is going to support all of the steroid hormone production from the adrenals you're going to need, all of the epinephrine production from the adrenals you're going to need, so that you have good, stable energy in the afternoon and don't go into low adrenal function. So, and then the other thing is eating enough animal fats. Like Melvin Page and Weston and Hal Huggins both found that you needed to raise your cholesterol levels up to 222 milligrams per 100 milliliters of blood. And, you know, the maximum accepted levels in modern medicine today is like 200. You need it to be 222 or higher in order for your adrenals to have enough building blocks to be able to make the steroid hormones in high enough amounts and to have a stable, release and stable blood sugar. It's all dependent upon the adrenals being supported enough. So literally 40% of our caloric intake, you know, this mm-hmm. is also Weston A. Price substantiated, should be, you know, saturated animal fats. And coconut fat, saturated animal fats.
See, now, so again, we get into this and people do get upset because of views of whether they should be vegetarian or not. And, again, we're not invested in any religious dogma or cult-like belief. And I'm not saying people are out there don't, it's not a judgment. I'm just saying, take what Stephen's saying, put it to the test. Find out what works for you because we have bio-individuality. And this doesn't even get into issues like intermittent fasting and things, but the concepts of utilizing the body's rhythm throughout the day, understanding pH, you can use that to your advantage and get better results from the cleaner diet. And again, that's why you're always in the process of discovering and learning, which is why I love talking to you, giving people some, pun intended, I guess I could say food for thought. And it's delicious, especially when it's one world way, by the way. Do you guys still have the non-stevia one for people that don't like it sweet? Is it still available?
Yes, we do. It's just called, unflavored, unsweetened. Yes, we have that now available. So for those of the people that want it without the sweetener or the flavor, you've got the option. And it really does taste quite pleasant all by itself.
Yeah, good, because I've got some folks that are they're older that like it, but they didn't like it sweet, so I'm glad that that's the option and you have it in stock. Now, let's go to the phones here. One of our listeners, Beth Ann. From what I understand, Beth Ann's talking about the absurdity of what happens in a hospital setting in terms of being healthy and then going in and then finding out you're healthy, but you're not. I want to understand this, Beth Ann. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks, Robert. Yeah, I ended up in the hospital a couple of days ago. I had some issues with some chest pain, so I just thought I'd go check it out. But when I got there, I was just appalled They ran every test they could possibly run on my heart, cholesterol, you know, blood sugar levels, triglycerides, everything. They said I was just perfectly healthy. Everything was just 100% great. And then the doctor sat at the edge of my bed and said to me, "Now, you're not on any meds." I said, "No." And she goes, "Why not?" And I said, "Well, wait a minute. You just told me I was perfectly healthy." And then she says, "Well, you know," she says, "organic juicing of greens has no benefit." She says, "Selenium actually causes heart disease and heart failure."
Wow.
She says, "Hawthorne has no benefit to your heart." She
Whoa.
Says, "You're taking too many supplements and it's very dangerous." And they just, my mind was just going wacko. And they said, "You know, you need to go on a vegetable diet." And she said, "No grass-fed beef." And
what?
She wanted to give me.
Beth Ann, this sounds almost like, I mean, except that I know what the medical profession is like, it almost be like you're making this up because it's so radically opposite. I mean, here you are testing, everything's great, you're 100% fine, but you need to stop everything you're doing because it's dangerous and start doing the drugs that you should be on.
Right, right. And then I had another doctor walk in 10 minutes later, and he says, "Now, let me get this right," because I just turned 60. So he said, "Now, let me get this right. You're 60, and you're not on any meds." I said, "No." And he says, "Well, you're taking way too many supplements here." And
wow.
I'm like, so I just wanted to let you know firsthand what was going on in the medical field out there. I just walked away shaking my head like, okay, I don't know what just happened to me or why it happened, but, you know, just get me out of here.
it happened for good purpose because now the world knows, Beth Ann, that we're not making stuff up when we talk about the insanity of modern medicine.
No, absolutely not. I was speechless.
I know. Well, you're not now, and thank you for that. Thank you for calling in, Beth Ann, and happy 60th birthday. May you be on zero drugs at 80 like my mom. And Stephen Hewer. My goodness, is it any reason why we look to someone like you more than we look to someone who's come through a medical training that teaches people to say to Beth Ann the crazy stuff that she just heard?
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate. People go out there and they spend, 8 years in medical school, and they get these certificates that say you're now a doctor and we're going to put you on a pedestal and you can wear this white smock and you're going to have all this status and you're going to get a high-paying job. I mean, all these perks and whatever, the whole society has done this for decades now, and it's all backwards because, you know, the human nervous system, and we're all creatures of nature. We should be able to plug in and sense what we do and don't need. We don't need to get these, like, highfalutin degrees to be able to sense what's common sense or not. And, you know, the fact that the doctors are saying you need medications when we know these molecules don't exist in nature. They're actually foreign, abnormal, patent medicine. So your body has no enzymatic means or detoxification mechanisms to easily and effortlessly deal with it. So the toxic side effects are anywhere from mild to lethal. And it's crazy that people don't wake up and can't remember their roots or their heritage.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Listen, Beth Ann, you're fine. You're 100% great. You're 60. You're not on any drugs. Wait a second. You're taking supplements. Wait, but your health, wait. I mean, this is like causing their brains to explode inside. It doesn't make any sense. How is it possible? And, you know, those absurdities Beth Ann just revealed are the reason why we, you know, come back to what we call nutritional sanity. That is, our food is our medicine is our food. Go back to Hippocrates. But now we're putting it in terms of an environment that is greatly challenging. You know, would it be that beautiful if all we had to do was just eat good, clean, quality, organic food and not have to supplement? Okay, I just don't see that as being possible anymore. We've got too many assaults coming in through food, water, and air. Even the good stuff is not as good as it once was.
Yeah, that's my opinion, too. I mean, this is why I do what I do. It's like people sometimes say, well, it's not natural if it's a supplement. It's an isolate or whatever. It's a concentrate. And I go, you know, today in our day and age, it's become very clear to me that if you want high-quality life for the vast majority of people, that you have to supplement. Otherwise, your body is expending, losing proteins and having to create antioxidants and produce detox chemicals at a rate it wasn't designed to. So it's basically burning out quicker if you're not putting those necessary fuel requirements in faster than it's being expended, then you know you're not gonna feel as good as you could feel.
Yeah, well, exactly. Now, if we go beyond the adrenal burnout issue, you talked a little about the pH, which is so critical as well. Any other supplements that we should look towards? I mean, as a homeopath, yes, of course, I will do things like arsenicum or combinations, the 911 burnout remedy from King Bio. I mean, these are simple energetic supports from a homeopathic perspective, but other supplements that you found to be very helpful for this.
Yes, so I actually created a three different levels of supplementation for mild adrenal fatigue, medium adrenal fatigue, and severe adrenal fatigue. And they're on our site right now, I believe, but there'll be the current versions. I just updated it. But basically, I'm going to list several products, and I'll describe them and what they're for. There's one called Baobab Fruit Powder. I mentioned it once before. This is a South African fruit, and it's very rich in natural vitamin C. And the adrenals need large amounts of vitamin C to function in an optimal state, especially when they're stressed. Plus, the immune system needs vitamin C. Plus, connective tissue needs vitamin C. Various needs for vitamin C, but rather than getting it from the isolates, sodium ascorbate or various versions of that.
Which, by the way, is all made in China right now. Did you know that? Everything's being made in China, this vitamin C stuff.
Yeah, I would expect that. I didn't know that, though. But, yeah. So the Baobab produces clinically a more significant response for the adrenals in uplifting your actual mood and energy that very day you take it that I have not seen do as well for a sodium ascorbate product. The next one's ADR Medex, and this is what's called, I've talked about this before, there's called regulatory peptides, and this actually helps activate the adult stem cells in the adrenals to rebuild them so that any damage that was done can be, you know, alleviated.
Steven,
are we going
stick around. We got to go to break. I'm going to hold you over because we're going to get to that other one as well and find that my Vulcan mind meld with a neurosurgeon Sanjay Gupta may have worked. He's confirming what we've been saying for years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Get some One World Way, and why would you? Go to OneWorldWay.com. We've got the links up in the show notes, RobertScottBell.com, or give them a call, 888-988-3325, 888-988-3325. And Stephen's talking also about some things to support adrenals. We just covered a couple of them, and the ADR Medics was one you were mentioning. A couple of more things, I think, and then we've got a transition to Vulcan Mind Melds with Sanjay Gupta, which I will explain. But first, Stephen, what other things can we reveal?
So we want to rebuild the parts of the brain that communicate to the adrenals, and there's another formula in the Medics line called the Hypothalamus Medics and the Pituitary Medics. So the Adrenal Medics, Hypothalamus Medics, Pituitary Medics formulas rebuild the adrenal and the brain systems to talk to the adrenal systems. They're excellent products. And then there's about six other products which we can talk about. People can call us, or we can talk about it again on Sunday. They comprise a package of products that literally will make you feel that very day a profound improvement in physical and mental energy, so that adrenal fatigue symptoms should be alleviated completely or partially for 6 to 10 hours a day.
Beautiful. And if you're just tuning in, you missed an intense discussion of some things that can help with adrenal burnout, comprehensive things, and we didn't even cover them all. As I said, Stephen, yes, will be back with me this Sunday. After I get back from Portland, where I'm going to be doing a conference for the Naturopathic College. No, how do we say that? National College of Naturopathic Medicine, the oldest ND school in the nation, their gastroenterology conference. I'm keynoting that on GI Health, so that's going to be cool. So transitioning now, Ty Bollinger and I, thanks to our friends at Better Way Health in Atlanta, we're up there. We got a tour of CNN, and there were all these pictures of the things. There was a huge picture of Sanjay Gupta. We were joking around. We were having a good time. I mind-melded with it, trying to give good information to Sanjay so he can be smarter than his brain neurosurgeon credentials. And it looks like it's working, because there's a story, and he's got part two of this, the story about marijuana and the brain, medical marijuana, cannabis, we call it. And this thing confirms everything that we've been saying for years on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and, Stephen, you know this as well. You mentioned it earlier about these synthetic isolates, isolating one compound and synthesizing it and wondering, gee, I wonder why Marinol, the synthetic THC, doesn't work the same way as THC when it's in the whole plant. Or cannabidiol, the CBD, same scenario. And he's revealing in this new CNN report that indeed they're acknowledging that there is an entourage effect, they're calling it. That for some reason, all of these compounds together do things that when you isolate one of them, they don't do. Now,
I'm not scratching my head about this. Maybe they are, but Stephen, I think this is good news.
It's exceptionally good news. I mean, just the fact that they're acknowledging that in the public arena should help them to begin to realize that there's a synergism in nature, and that's the very reason I created my company with the name that I did, Synergistic Nutrition, is because
yes.
I find that you get only the best results of actual, instead of waiting decades to heal from something, you can do it in a much shorter time if you just know how to combine things right.
It's incredible. I mean, they said that this researcher, he's now 83 years old, he pulled out a paper he had written back in 1999 describing something known as the entourage effect, as they were trying to figure out why is the isolates not working, and then he suddenly realized, oh my gosh, there's like 480 natural components in the cannabis plant. Only 66 have been classified as cannabinoids, and all of them together were doing the thing. So this is the kind of thing that you said, synergistic effect. Everything works
That's
together
a,
for
yeah.
a reason. God did not goof when he put these plants together, all together as a whole food instead of an isolate.
Yes, it's exactly. Amen to that. I mean, it's sort of like, it's been obvious to me for forever, and it's, you know, a lot of people have a hard time. People have forgotten that it's much simpler, and they don't have to have all the, you know, vocabulary that describes and the breakdown of chemicals in different plants to be able to benefit from stuff. It's much
right.
simpler than we've made it out to be.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's not just THC, it's not just CBD, but it's the whole plant in unison. And this is the way, as you said, with one of the things to support your adrenal, you didn't say necessarily to take vitamin C from China that's made into sodium ascorbate. You're taking it from something that is rich in vitamin C as a plant base and has all of these other things as well. Now, recognize there are reasons that people do vitamin C intravenously and chelation. That's a different story to outdo or undo some serious, serious, overwhelming toxicological exposures. But in the sense of rebuilding adrenals like we discussed this hour, or addressing anxiety and seizure disorders like Sanjay Gupta is going to talk about with cannabis, it's not just one thing, it's everything. And Stephen Huer, you get it. That's why we love you and appreciate you so much.
Thanks for having me on, Robert.
Yep, and I look forward to getting you back on Sunday when I'm back from Portland, Oregon, and the naturopathic show out there. So look forward to talking to Stephen some more. You can talk to him during the week even. Try it, 888-988-3325, oneworldway.com. We got the links up. Get all of it. Next hour, has Congress cured cancer? Also, going beyond partisanship. Can we do that with Chad Peace? We're going to give it a try because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Self-reliance. Survival supplies. Survival skills. National experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa. It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones. Nurse Amy. And members of the American Prepper Network. Along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations, walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.